The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Threaded Thoughts, the podcast where we talk fashion, trends, and what's hot or not. I'm your host, DJ Jay-Z. Let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today is episode 4, and today we're going to be talking about Birkenstock clogs and how they started to trend again and they came back, and how a bunch of people have started to wear these shoes and style them. So we're going to be talking about how clogs actually go way back, like hundreds of years. They first started in Europe and then were mostly worn by farmers, fishermen, factory workers. The wooden soles really made them durable and waterproof and cheap to make. But if it weren't for the Dutch, the British, or the French, then these clogs wouldn't be here today, because they are inspired to the clogs that we wear today. Clogs back then weren't really like in fashion. They were more about like just a shoe people to wear to survive. They were like a practical, tough design shoe. So they came back in the about fast forward to the early 2000s. Clogs like started to creep back into closets again, and this time they were more about like comfort and style. And brands like Dansko and Crocs made versions popular for like nurses, teachers, anyone who like would stand on their feet all day for work. And they weren't really considered, I'd say, cute shoes, but people loved them because they were like practical, and in fashion, practicality was always finds its moments again. And around the 2010s, high fashion houses like Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Hermes brought clogs back like to trend again, and they added like a gloss leather heels, turning them from like a workwear to luxury wear. And then they still, the mainstream wasn't totally sold until like the 2020s, and so I feel like back then they like kind of faded, and then they came back recently, about like 4 years ago now. And yeah, so then why are clogs everywhere again now? It's really about like the three things. It's like the comfort, nostalgia, and sustainability. I feel like clogs, after the pandemic, no one wanted like uncomfortable shoes. We got used to like wearing just like comfy clothes and being home all day, and clogs deliver exactly that with like the easy slip-on designs and cushion soles. Like I feel like I see people wearing these all the time because they're like an easy shoe to like put on and access. And I do not have any of these shoes, but I've always like went online and like wanted to buy them, but they are actually so expensive because of the good quality Birkenstocks makes them. And I just think that, I don't know, like I wish I bought them sooner, because they are still in fashion. I feel like they will never go out of fashion because they're just like a comfortable shoe that everyone has, and you can literally style them with like a bummy outfit, or you can go the route where it's like more of a jeans. You can wear them with jeans, leggings, literally any type of bottoms, which I really like. And I feel like it's kind of hard to find a shoe like that these days, because for example Adidas, like you can't really wear them with leggings. I feel like they look kind of weird, or I don't know, I just feel like clogs you can literally match or pair with anything you want. So my opinion on them is, at first I didn't really think they were that cute. I kind of thought they were kind of a weird shoe to wear. I was like, why are people wearing these like shoes. But it really matters on like how you make them and how you make them look, because I feel like they are a type of shoe that looks good with anything, like I said before. And I just think it's really cool how they still to this day, they are a shoe that everyone wears and purchases, and they are expensive. So Birkenstock is making lots of money off the Boston clogs, and I think it's really cool how they have different types of colors in them too. Like they have, let's see, they have like green, blue, pink, brown, mocha, black, any type of color you could think of. And then they're also starting to make different types of styles of them, like basically like changing some things about it, like the material of the shoe or the buckle of the shoe. So there's like a little belt, I'd say, across it, and they would like make that bigger, make it smaller. And then there's also one that I've seen where it's like a braid where the belt is, instead of like just like the regular straight one. And then they also have added like designs on it, like I don't know how to like kind of like a jewel. I don't know if that makes sense, but I think they're cute, like with the burgundy and gold, and then black and gold. Also, they have, they also have chunkier ones, so it's like more platform shoe look, and I also really like a platform shoe look. I think those add some style to the shoe instead of being kind of like boring. So, also I wanted to talk about how Birkenstock also was really famous for their regular Birks, the ones that have the two straps on them. I feel like those were really famous, and they still are. I feel like Birkenstocks can never really go out of style since everyone wears them for comfort. Just not even with outfits. I feel like you could wear the Birk slides and clogs for sports as well, like just to throw them on before a game and wear them as like your slip-on shoe before you put on your cleats. Like that's what I bought my regular Birks for, because they're like a comfortable shoe to wear before and after a game, which I think is really cool. And Birk also just makes a bunch of different styles for like summer, and I think that's why they don't go out of like trend, because they have different options for each season. And I feel like the clogs are mostly like worn in the fall and winter, since they're like a closed off shoe. You don't really show like your feet or your toes or whatever. So yeah, and also the two strap shoe, I feel like you could wear in the winter or the summer, because you can wear them with socks or without socks, and it's just like an easy shoe to wear. And all my friends have these shoes, and they wear them like every day, and I am jealous because I wish I had a pair. So yeah, it just like depends on how you want to wear it. I was actually looking online, and Birkenstock started way back in the 1774 and was one of the world's oldest footwear brands, and they were always about like the comfort of your shoe and like the foot health, I guess. And the Boston clog was first came out in 1970s as a closed toe alternate to like their sandals, so perfect for colder weather but still like as comfortable, which I didn't even know that the clogs had came out, or not even clogs, that Birks have been going on for this long. And on their website they have a 1774 collection, which is like a throwback to their designs that they would make way back then. And they're very like different style from now. Like some of these only have one strap and they're like in the front, which I think is kind of weird, but who knows, like some people may like that. And then also they just have a lot of more designs on them, like some of these have snake skin on them, which is really unique. I feel like I've never really seen a shoe like that. They just have a bunch of more different designs, because I feel like back then everyone wanted to wear colors, more colors, and I feel like now it's more about like the neutral look, which I think is kind of weird because I feel like colors are really cool, better than black and white these days, because everyone's just trying to be neutral. And yeah, so that's why I think their new collection for their 1774 collab is more like a colorful option, since everyone was wearing more colors back then. So yeah, but I think that's really cool that they are one of the oldest shoe brands and they are still trending till this day, because they're just like a practical shoe anyone can wear for comfort and for style. So now I'm going to be talking about my hot take, and today's hot take is jean on jean, which is like when someone wears a jean jacket and then some jean shorts or jean pants, jeans. So I'm gonna be giving my opinion on that. I feel like that look started to become very popular again, and I really like it because I also started to do that kind of look where you pair like a jean jacket and some jeans with like a white top, and I feel like it looks like effortless style and it just looks cool. And I feel like back then people were kind of scared to like wear that look because they didn't know if it looked right, and I personally really like it because I've seen like people that are celebrities use it and wear it, or I've also seen it like on runway shows, and I think that it looks pretty cool. It also kind of brings back the 2000s and 90s back, because denim on denim was like a staple piece in the early 2000s pop culture, like Britney and Justin's 2001 red carpet moment. Like I was talking about how people have worn them on like the runway shows, and people really like working with old denim pieces like thrifted jeans, vintage jackets, and making it more like affordable. And you can also dress it up or down depending on what like wash and then the cut, and then adding accessories makes it really, I feel like, look more of like an expensive outfit. And yeah, so also I feel like on how to style the jean on jean look, I feel like you could wear a pair of light wash top with like dark jeans, or vice versa. It kind of keeps your outfit from looking too flat or matchy, and match the exact shade of the denim for a more clean, bold vibe. Like a full light blue or like a deep indigo outfit could look better than just two types of different denim, because I've tried to wear like light colored jean jacket with some dark jeans and I feel like it just didn't really look right. But yeah, and then also like throwing a white tee or tank under an open denim shirt or jacket to break up like the look visually would look really good. And then adding some gold jewelry, chunky belts, sneakers, or boots add like contrast, and a colored handbag or shoes can break up all that like denim look. So I feel like that style right now looks really cute, and it really depends on how you make it, but I feel like, yeah, that's like a really cute thing that's brought back. I also wanted to say how this shoe clogs are also like unisex, so anyone can wear them. Like that is also a really big factor to why they are so popular, because guys or girls could wear these shoes. It's not like specifically towards a gender. I feel like those types of shoes are more trending because more people can purchase the shoe, and I feel like that's why this brand is so big, is because anyone can buy it, and it just like looks good on both. It doesn't like look too girly or too boyish, so that's why I feel like everyone has this shoe now. It's just like very comfortable, and you could dress it down or dress it up. It just really depends on what you want to wear. And for me, I would 100% buy these shoes and spend good money on it, because I feel like it's a shoe that will last you for a really long time, and they're comfortable, and you could wear them for any type of occasion. So yeah, that is my opinion on the clogs, the Birks, whatever. So yeah, I'll see you guys for the next episode 5.